Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, and I've almost got a new episode done. Maybe it'll be up on Friday. I don't know. Okay, stop pressuring me, okay, Mario? Fingers crossed it'll be up on Friday. And then I'm of the Game Brain podcast. If you like board games, I'm one of the rotating hosts on that podcast. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelors podcast, which is now covering Listen to Your Heart, right? Listen to Your Heart.
Oh, my God. Yes. We started this week.
Please
tell
me.
And that recap is so much fun. You guys should go listen to it. What a funny show.
Can you just tell me, was it like so bad it's good, or was it just like...
No, I mean, I actually really liked it. I was shocked with myself. Stephanie really liked it. We both were like, what the hell? What kind of Twilight Zone is this? We're like, oh, my God, this is actually really fun.
Wow.
Because it's a singing show, too. So still, everybody's a whore on it. You know, they're there because they think they're going to actually become famous from this show. So they're, you know, they're still attention whores, which is what you need for those kind of dating shows.
Yeah.
But on this one, they sing. And they're actually talented. Like, there's actually some talented people. And you know, I love a talented singer, girl. I'll sit here and cry. I'll be like, fuck this idiot. Blah, 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 and type all these notes. And then I'm crying. And I'm like, okay, you need to pull it together. You know, like a girl got hurt by a guy on the show. She got her feelings hurt, and so she sang a ballad. I was like, oh my God, this is up my alley.
Wow.
So that's actually really fun, so go check that out.
Wow, okay. That sounds bizarre. You guys, we actually have some stuff that we would love for you to listen to. We don't have much chilling to do these days anymore, which is actually kind of nice, but this is an important announcement. Probably could have guessed by now, but now let's make it a fish. All of our May and June shows have been postponed. Same deal as our April shows. We will find new dates for them in the fall or whenever this crazy coronavirus lifts. We'll have new dates and your tickets will be honored. And if you cannot make the new dates, then you can get a refund at your point of sale. So just wanted to make sure you all hear. I'm super bummed. I was really, I've been looking forward to all our shows. But May was going to be a huge month for us. We were going to play the biggest theaters we've ever played in, and it's a real bummer that we have to postpone those. But listen, we will be there eventually. So
we'll be there eventually, and we're still going to be doing our quarantines live shows.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing one of those Friday night. We're going to do the premiere of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Friday night. We're going to have a pre-show on Instagram at 6:00 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific time, and then we're going to do the main show on Crappens on Demand, so you can become a part of that. It's the $5 level on Patreon, so just go sign up for that. We'll be on there at about 6:30 Pacific to do that.
Yeah, on the Crappens on Demand. And then because, you know, we're shameless, we've been talking about how we have this this Roomba giveaway that we're going to be doing, an iRobot Roomba i7. We will announce the details for that during our pre-show on IG Live on Friday night. And as you all probably can see, Roombas have changed our lives, so we want to help you change yours. So stay tuned for that. Also, another thing, you know, Ronnie and I are both on Cameo, which is this fun little service where, you know, like all the Real Housewives, then Ronnie and I are on this doing little videos. From the 16th through the 18th, if you book a Cameo with me, all 100% of the proceeds are going to charity. The charity is, God, I'm so bad because I don't even remember the specific name of it. It's basically for restaurateurs. Restaurants that are in trouble. It is technically the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. So we know restaurants are being hit really hard right now. So this is something that Cameo is doing, like, with a lot of, from the 16th to the 18th, with a lot of creators or whatever recalled if we're on there. And so if you feel like booking a cameo and or just feel like supporting a restaurant, that's the way to do it. So from the 16th to the 18th, help your restaurants and book a cameo.
Also, speaking of restaurants, go check out Neptune's Net. That's where Jackson Britt got married.
Yeah.
Okay, so go eat some of their food. Waterloo here in Austin is still doing curbside. Austin Catering is still planning, you know, your family events or whatever you need for your house. Obviously, you don't have a million people over, but or just if you want a delicious dinner, they're doing that. And then we've got a couple other business shout-outs today. We'll be bringing you these, you know, as we get them. But one of them is for a wedding planner named Kate McClellan. Hi, Kate! Mm-hmm. She's with Purple Clover Events, and obviously a lot of people have had to cancel their wedding or postpone their weddings. They're still getting married. And you know that when wedding season comes back, when we're all out of the house, you're going to be busy as F, and so are the wedding planners. So you might want to still plan that. So she's doing Zoom wedding planning right now, and the way to find her is just go onto Instagram and follow at Planning Collectively, and she's doing planning sessions. She's doing free Zoom wedding planning calls for any couples, not just her clients. So you guys can still talk to her, get your wedding together. And then we have a friend named Christina who does Real Housewives coloring books and cards and stuff like that. So if you guys want to send your friends good gifts, Housewives themed gifts, she does adult coloring books, really good greeting cards. She's a fantastic artist. And you can find Christina's work to buy over at HelloHarlot.com. HelloHarlot.com. Yeah. Hello, Harlot!
And if you have a small business that needs a shout-out and needs a little support, just email us, watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com. And just make sure you put in the subject.
Business shout-out.
Yeah, small business shout-out, because otherwise it'll get lost in like all sorts of random silly emails that we get from like, you know, like, congratulations, your website's been updated, you know, like, all that stuff. So
yeah, we've got some more, but we really have to dig, because people... So if you've sent one and you haven't heard it, feel free to send it to that email.
Yeah, resend it and just say small business shout out, and that way we can just search for that, and we can see the ones that have been unread, etc. Makes it easier, and that way we can then, you know, we can shill your shit for one set of our shit.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the show, shall we?
Speaking of shit that needs to be shilled or shoveled or whatever, it's Vanderpump Rules!
Yes, let's shovel some shit with Vanderpump Rules. Okay, guys, I don't like jumping on bandwagons. You know, like the internet bandwagons at the moment are the show is over. It's over! I don't think it's over. Still enjoy Vanderpump Rules. But you guys need to get your shit together over there. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but this is only episode 15, and I wanted to poke myself in the brain with an ice pick. Okay, get it together, Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, this show is in such a strange place. I mean, again, I've been enjoying the season, I think, more than the internet has been enjoying the season, but last night's episode was a little challenging, mainly because it focused on Katie and Tom. Really two of the least interesting people on the cast these days. We've sort of moved away from feuding, which I don't like. I mean, it's a sad thing when the most interesting thing that happened was that Danica wore some sort of shackle around her half sweatshirt. Okay, like that's like the only thing that was really noteworthy. But this week opened up, we're at Katie and Tom's house, Tom Schwartz's house, and we just hear Schwartz being like, yeah, Bubba, that's downright sexual. Yeah, Bubba. And, of course, they're talking about pizza that has ranch on it.
I think the best part of this entire show was the new Trixie song. Did you catch it?
No, I did not. I'm surprised I didn't. I think I was in a food coma.
Well, I would like to bring out Miss Patty the Phone to sing this song. Patty, thank you. Come on out, Patty. Hello. Here's the new song by Trixie Monocle entitled Stargazing. Stargazing, trailblazing, it really is amazing. Stargazing, trailblazing, and amazing. Wow. Well done, Trix.
That one actually had a little bit more lyrical depth to it than some of her more recent hits, such as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
I'm on lots of songs with zing in them, all right? The world's going through an odd place. I will only sing songs with zing.
Patti LuPone has been really having an interesting quarantine experience. She's been shooting a lot of videos in her basement. I know that you posted one recently. She has this brown basement. Everything's like brown in there with weird sort of, it's not really kitschy. It's, I don't know what you describe the stuff. She's got like a jukebox and old timey diner kind, not diner. It's like weird antique-y shit that's not quite kitschy, not quite campy, just sort of odd.
Creepy. It's fucking creepy, okay? You don't know that you need Patti LuPone wandering around her basement in a turban singing songs from Sunset Boulevard until you really get it, you know? Yeah. And then she's like, all right, cameraman, I'm going to do a shot of this jukebox, and I want you to close up on it with a crane. What the hell?
Yeah.
She's such a weirdo, and I love it. I'm so excited that Patti LuPone discovered social media.
I know. I mean, celebrities in quarantine, seeing how they all deal with it and seeing inside their homes has been really great. And my favorite is when people like Ellen DeGeneres complain that they feel like they're in a prison and they're in just like these gorgeous, modern, sleek homes that like make the fancy people's house in Parasite just look like a hovel.
Yeah, people just decided to go all in on Ellen during this. They're like, fuck her. The basic theme of this is the downfall of Ellen, this entire quarantine. They're like, you know what? Fuck Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, you know, like, literally, I mean, I think we've discussed this on the show, right? That, like, everyone always says she's so mean. People say that she's so, so mean. I don't know if it's true. Yeah, she seems so nice. Yeah, well,
a
guy
came out with a tweet. The way it started was this dude came out with a tweet. And it said, we've always heard that Ellen is a nasty bitch. Tell us your nasty Ellen stories. And so it was like thousands of comments on this tweet. And it went national. And now everyone's like, screw her. And that Ellen in prison thing, I think she was making a joke that, like, it's prison. The food's always mushy and everyone here is gay. You know, so it like continued on besides just saying
it wasn't just
this
like
is prison. Right. It wasn't like, oh, it's as hard as me as it is for you. Oh. But I'm with it. if even half of the stories that I hear about Ellen are true, you know. Burner I'm in for a good quarantine.
Yeah, we just have our pitchforks out today. Mainly because
Katie and Tom. Yeah, fucking Katie and Tom, okay?
I'll go after anyone today. You just say who, and I'll just make a rant about them.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're talking about having ranch on pizza. And if you're wondering why we're not talking about the show that much 12 minutes in, this is why, okay? I was like, what do I have? I wrote three times in my notes, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that Ellen was here to help us.
Yeah, you know? Ellen. See, Ellen is nice after all. So she died so Vanderpump Rules could live. So anyway, yeah. So basically, Tom Sandoval does not. He's like, dude, I've never gotten into ranch on pizza, dude. And Stoss is like, I feel bad for you. Have you tried it, AF? And Tom is like, this is, I guess, one of the regrets in his life. He just cannot really get into ranch on pizza.
Yeah, so Katie and Tom are back to their papa, 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 which is, you know, usually I love when, like, a terrible relationship, you see it, like, kind of cracking at the seams and people faking it. Just not in the mood for it right now. No. Fuck you both.
Yeah.
Fuck your pizza with ranch. And back to fuck you both. That's all I have.
These days, I'm angrier at Tom Schwartz than I am at Katie. I find that consistently Tom Schwartz makes my blood boil.
Well, Katie's like okra. Like, you've always hated it. So why do you need to hate it more now? Like, you're used to hating okra. Mm-hmm. But Tom is like candy corn, where one, you used to like it, but now it's, you just see it for the disgusting piece of crap, waxy shit it is. You know?
Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Right.
Or Mountain Dew with Mountain candy Dew. Corns in there.
The legal crack of the South, girl.
When I was a kid, like, Mountain Dew was, like, amazing. I can't remember the last time I had Mountain Dew, but to me, I look at it and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Mountain Dew is a lot. It's associated a lot with meth heads and stuff.
Really?
Because when you quit your meth, the only thing that can really keep up with knocking your teeth out quickly and cracking you out is Mountain Dew. So it's like the legal meth.
There Welcome we go. To the South. What a terrible name, by the way, for a soda, Mountain Dew. That's terrible.
Good scene in this episode. Mountain Dew, Mountain Sweat, Dew? Mountain Body Odor. Okay.
So, They're preparing
mountain
for
pits. Mountain armpits.
They're like runoff from a geological area. So, yeah. So anyway, blah, 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 blah. They're getting married again. Wow. So now we go over to a place called the conservatory. I told you I'd have my pitchforks out. Here comes my pitchfork. Here's today's pitchfork, or this scene's pitchfork. For my 40th birthday, I was like, whoa, where am I going to have my birthday? So I went to, I had gone to the conservatory once, had lovely drinks there. It was very cute. And I was like, this would be a perfect place, because I was like, I'm going to actually rent a little room, because I've never rented a room for my birthday, because I'm like, I will spend as little money as possible. I do not want to spend $50 for anything. If it involves, like, if it's a birthday, I don't want to spend money for something. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend money. So they have a back room at the conservatory. And I was like, hey, how much for your, can I rent out your back room? And I figured it'd be like $1,000 or something like that. I was like, I'm going to throw money at this. They go, sure. It's $10,000. I was like, what? You guys are charging $10,000 for the back room of this new place that used to be called Beach Nation? Come on. So that's why.
Oh, that's a conservatory? Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. It's really nice, but like $10,000. And then I was like, that's a lot. They go, well, if you don't want the back room, we could just like give you like a seating area, but it's like not private. I was like, okay, how much is that? She's like, $7,000. I was like, you are out of your mind, conservatory.
Yeah. Especially when you could just walk across the street to Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah.
You know, or it's like do it for any free.
Place. Any place.
Yeah, or anywhere. Yeah, just in the street.
Yeah.
Well, this is my favorite scene of the show, because it's Charlie, Sheena, and Danica.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so very Sheena. She's like, I'm going to have water with lemon.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we get it. You know, eggs and stuff. So Danica's like, literally, this morning, I woke up with so much red velvet cake on me. It was like on my face. It was my ear. It was on my vagina. All right.
The only people who are allowed to touch my face are my makeup artist and my Botox doctor, which is really, I think, that should just be made into a million t-shirts. Just a mantra for living.
Yeah. So Sheena found out that about the Vegas thing that's happening today,
mm-hmm.
Which she just kind of waxes right over. So she's like, so I found out that Katie and Tom are going to Vegas, and I told Dana, girl, you're lucky you didn't come at me with that cake.
Yeah,
I wrote down. So I don't know. Sheena's just in a talking mood today.
Yeah, she's in a talking mood. Poor Sheena, by the way. She's going through this process of egg retrieval, which is very like difficult, and she's been dealing with it. And it sort of also epitomizes. I'm sure there's like a lot of emotions that surround it that we saw last week. You know, fear and concern about the future, and will she ever get to use all these things? They don't even show it. The producers will show any other medical thing. It's like, oh, I've got a hangnail, must get some like new bat's blood hangnail therapy. But like, God forbid there's like she's going through a surgery that actually has some sort of like meaningful, impact on her life. They just totally ignore it. She can't catch a break.
I know that one side of this is like, hey guys, be fair to Sheena, show her podcast and, show her egg retrieval process. But the other side is, thank you for not making me sit through an egg retrieval process and only showing Sheena when she's going to be making out with some whore of a guy and making like terrible, bottled old El Paso paste picante enchiladas at her house in Marina. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, these shows in general include way too many doctor's visits and procedures, so I was happy not to see it. I just felt bad that they wouldn't even give it to her, or that no one was willing to even shoot with her so she could have a scene there.
Yeah. Well, because it's probably Marina Del Rey. They're like, Sheena, no, we're not driving to Marina. It's bad enough we all have to go to the Deep Valley, okay?
Yeah.
We're not going to fucking Marina, too. So everyone's like, oh, eggs? Fascinating. So anyway, so you're talking to Dana in the corner. And she's like, honestly, it was a misunderstanding because, like, she thought I was upset that her and Brett went to lunch. And the girls are both like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
She goes, but, like, they have a connection, so that's fine. The only thing I had a problem with was that she was like, she went out on a date with him and then didn't tell me until after. I was like, okay, so you were upset.
You're upset about everything. She's like, the only thing that upset me was that she knew I liked him. She thought I liked him, but still went on a date. I'm like, so you are upset about the total experience that Dana had. Yes.
Yes. So Charlie's like, aren't, like, Max and Brett, like, best friends right now? Cut to Max and Brett.
Yeah.
Being best friends in front of a giant clock.
Like a Nick LA masterpiece.
Yeah. And they're training at TomTom. Max is training Brett to be a bartender, because Brett's like, I'm not cut out to be a server. Like, I'm a talker. So
then you're not cut out to be a bartender either. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arin.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So Brett's like, he's like, dude, can I tell you the truth? Me and Dana made out. It wasn't something I planned. It's just something that happened after I asked her out on a date where I was planning to kiss her. It's just something that happened.
Yeah, he's like, we had three of their fruity drinks. And like, that got me.
Yeah. I like how he said, he acts as if just something that happened. You literally asked her out on a date, okay? And you kissed her. Like, that's... It's
something you say when you cheat on somebody, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it wasn't planned, it just happened. Like, who are you breaking up with? Okay, get over yourself. And so Max doesn't care, but then everyone keeps telling Max he's supposed to care. So eventually he does start caring. He gets mad by the end of the episode, but he's like, what the fuck would I care? I fucked like three girls who were trying to get a job here yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do I care?
I don't think he cares. I think that he just, for once, he actually has some sort of leverage. So he's just going to go with it. Like, he has the leverage of saying, like, I liked you, but you broke up with me. Or, we were cool, bro, but then you went after my girl. I think he's just putting it in his back pocket to use when the time is right.
Yeah, he's learning slowly that he can do that, you know? Because at first he's like, what do I care? And he's like, but dude, tell me that you care. Tell me if you care. He's like, I don't care. Like, if you have connections, that's fine with me. He's like, but dude, like, if this is overstepping, like, I'll totally stop, dude. I'll totally stop. And he's like, nope. Yep, nope. Mm-hmm. Still don't care.
Nope, don't
care. Everybody, notice how much he doesn't care, okay? Just put that in your back pocket for later.
I mean, if she's the sort of girl who wants to kiss a weathered tropical fish, then she's just not the girl for me, so go have her.
Yeah. Basically, Dana right now is a Girl Scout selling shit in terrible neighborhoods.
Yeah. You
know, in a terrible neighborhood. She's going from terrible house to terrible house. Okay?
Yeah.
Basically, if this girl wants any respect as a Girl Scout, she just needs to find a better neighborhood.
Yeah, or better cookies. So Charlie is like, Charlie's like, wait, so Brett asked Dana on a date too? Because she's just learning about this. Because she's usually, she gets the news a little later. And she's like, so is he just like going around the restaurant? Is he just like that guy walking around the club trying to pull anything he can get off the wall? I'm like, have you seen his hair? Yes.
Yes. And she's like, two things I've learned about L.A., guys here just bang each other. Like, everybody just bangs each other here, and they don't care. And number two, vaginas don't have a face.
Well, number three, they have some weird thing here called pasta. Have you heard of it?
Avocados ruin lives, number four.
So Charlie's like, I mean, he's ridiculous. He's like, I have a connection with everybody. Who's next? Lisa. And then we go over to Barney's, where Lisa and Ken are walking around, and Lisa's like, oh, you know, Brett said something so funny the other night. He said, do you want to make out? Isn't that hilarious, Ken?
So full of make out. Full of hilarious, darling. That's actually hilarious, isn't it?
I'm not jealous of Brett. You must be joking. I'm not going to be jealous of some whippersnapper like that. I'll knock him spark out. I'll knock him spark out. Goodbye, Brett. Goodbye, Brett.
Oh, you're not jealous? For that, you're going to buy me shoes, Ken. Excuse me, little odd Barney's man with Goonies hair and glasses like the child from Christmas story where someone almost pokes his eye out. Come here, darling. Show me the most expensive pair of shoes you have.
And yeah, Ralphie from A Christmas Story comes over and just gives him the dirtiest look. Like, every time I see a shot person like that, I think of Absolutely Fabulous, which I heard is going to be on Netflix now. Everybody, wow. Go watch the entire thing. You only work in a shop, girl. You can drop the attitude. It's like, who are you? And why are you giving Lisa Vanderpump dirty looks, sir?
I know. Well, the best, though, is that she kind of just gives it back to him in her own subtle way, because he pulls a Louboutin and he's like, well, this is a great Louboutin for Vegas. And she goes, oh, that's gorgeous, but I do have that in black. And he just, like, sheepishly returns it, like, well, fuck this woman. My day is ruined. All right.
I wore my extra short pants today, bitch. Walks off all creepily.
He's just reliving trauma of, like, getting kicked down a slide by Santa Claus.
Well, I'm so glad we could shoot with you, Ralphie, and get it on record that you can't make a sale. All right, Ken, let's walk around and talk about my new Vegas suite.
Yes, we have a new Vegas suite. Oh, my goodness. Did someone just fire a BB gun at me? Where did that come from?
I triple dog dare you to stick your tongue on that pole, Ralphie.
Oh, look at this lady, Ken. You must be entranced by her. Oh, wait, it's a lamp.
So they're getting a Vanderpump suite in Caesars that's going to be Vanderpump based, which basically means like cold, shitty cheese balls shoved under your door in the morning. I don't know what that means, really.
Like the door only opens up 3/4 of the way because there's going to be a planter that blocks it.
Yeah. It's all blacklit and there's nowhere to sit. Like the desk is on the ground. You just have to sit on the ground to sit at the desk.
There'll be purple highlights, like purple neon highlights in every corner.
There will be a bunch of Persians from the valley just standing around for fun.
There'll be a giant refrigerator, so like if you need to talk with whoever you're sharing the suite with, you can talk right there.
My Persian bestie, Mike, is like, oh my god, do you ever go to Vanderpump? And I was like, yeah, sir, yeah. And he's like, that's where we go for every birthday, so...
Yep. All right. The joke's on you then.
So funny.
So then, Lisa's talking about this whole thing, and she's like, well, Tom and Katie will be on our plane, and I'm going to oversee everything. Oh, and it was supposed to be just a quick little thing, you know, because I went through all this effort of getting them married, so I was just going to take them to Vegas, and now they've invited some others who would have thought on an ensemble television show they would do such a thing.
It will be a Lisa Vanderpump experience. You can sleep on my bed. You can walk into my closet. And when you wake up, Rocio will be standing there wearing your clothes.
And then when you wake up, you will find a little note on your pillow that says, is this card yours? Magic.
Magic. So then the gang meets up at the airplane hangar because... I guess Vanderpump gets to use a private plane to come back and forth to Vegas. I mean, that woman does she have a moment where she's not winning?
No.
I mean, my God, what do I have to do? Where's the Rondel plane?
Yeah, can we have a PJ, please? Can we get a ride on the PJ? Anyone? We'll become friends with Lala and Randall if we have to. Okay, that's what everyone else did, and now they get rides. So, hey, I'll fry up some chicken.
Yeah, but is this Randall's plane
this
Vanderpump?
I was just saying, I was talking about PJs in general.
Yeah, no. I figured you moved on, but I was like, please say this. Please say that Vanderpump isn't using Randall's plane too, because I would go from a place of awe to just like complete disrespect.
Yeah. You know? I didn't pay attention to see if it was her plane or not. Maybe she was just on Jet Suite X. Maybe she just bought out all of Jet Suite X.
God, I want money. Okay, so Tom's like, wow, I finally get a taste of how Lisa Vanderpump's dogs live. Mm-hmm. Puffy's got it made, Papa.
Although he does have a little bit too much responsibility. That's scary. So Lisa's like, I just really want to reiterate that we are not going to Las Vegas for an entire weekend just to have fun with the whole cast. We are going there because we're here to seal the deal. Because honestly, you dropped the ball.
Yeah. And Katie is like, yeah, he did. He's barely out of the doghouse. And she's like, in our house, the doghouse is a good place to be.
Yeah. Well, I just like Lisa's attempt at trying to make this seem like it was going to be a legitimate and serious experience. You know, she keeps on saying, well, they invited some other people, and we're not there to have fun. We're there to do this wedding. I'm like, come on, Lisa. You don't need to set it up. It's not going to be some hilarious outcome. Like, wow, it went wild anyway. Like, it's Vanderpump Rules. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're there to show off Caesar's Palace for whatever millions they're giving you.
Yeah.
For doing whatever shit you're doing there. And hey, I'm all for it. I just wish you could have found a better reason. I mean, Tom and Katie are your reason. Come on. You can do better. Do better.
Seriously.
Do better.
So everyone's like arriving. So Tom and Katie, they get an amazing suite, which I don't know. I feel like the Vanderpump suite is going to be much worse than Tom and Katie's suite. And then everyone else shows up, and you know, Brittany is like, thank you so much. I love Vegas. I want to get married in Vegas.
When they go to Vanderpump Suite, she's like, oh, is my picture still on the key? Lisa Vanderpump has her picture on the keys in Las Vegas. What
wow.
the hell?
That's crazy.
And Brittany's like, my ex will think you're like one of us now.
Yeah, I thought it was Lala who said, Maxie, I think you're officially part of the crew now. I'm like, that is so Lala. She just got there, okay? Now she's, you know, these people hated her. Then they finally, she brought a PJ around. So they made her part of the crew. And now she's, like, anointing people as part of the crew. I'm so over Lala. It's very saddening.
Yeah. So then Sheena and Dana are talking at Sir. And Dana's sitting there polishing glasses. And Sheena comes in. And she's like, oh, my God. Look at you polishing glasses. It's like a déjà vu. I'm not working. I'm just getting my check because I'm going to egg retrieval later.
Did I mention I'm going to egg retrieval? Yeah, I'm going to egg retrieval. So anyway, speaking of egg retrieval, so I know that we talked about Brett and you and the you situation, and I just kind of want to like sort of like be an egg in that situation and retrieve myself out of it, if I may.
And Dana's like, well, it was just like kind of annoying because like you went to Max to like rile stuff up. It's like, well, I thought you guys were going to lunch, like Max and Brett were going to lunch. So I was like, that's not just going to lunch. That's like totally different. Max, could you retrieve a glass of water for me from the back? Like I have to retrieve my legs eggs later from the doctor. Thanks.
Anyway, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I just want to like turn the corner with you. And, you know, since I might die in my egg retrieval, which I'm about to have alone if anyone wants to come, I thought I might as well just like end it on a clear note with my conscience. So consider this egg retrieved.
Dana's like, okay, except are you okay now, though? It's like, yeah, we're totally just friends. I mean, we're totally just friends. I don't want him at all. I just bought an Apple Watch for the baby I might have with him from the egg I just retrieved.
So Dana's like, well, I'm going on a double date with Brett and James and Raquel tomorrow. Oh, my God, a double date? So that's kind of like if you went to retrieve an egg and got four eggs instead. Is that what you're saying?
She's like, apology accepted. Now go. Get out of my face.
I'm going to leave this conversation the way an egg may leave my ovary and go through my fallopian tubes to my uterus.
Wow, that was quite a journey you just took.
Yeah, it was almost
Sheena's egg.
It's like driving to Marina Del Rey. It's almost the same sort of path.
So Rand and Lala are in bed, you know, hanging out in Vegas. And he's like, I'm excited. This is legally their wedding, huh? They've already had a wedding, but now they're going to have a real wedding. That is so exciting. I'm so glad cool kids who are like 20 years younger than me like me now. This is amazing.
Have you noticed that Randall has spent about 60% of his debut season on Vanderpump Rules with one shoulder propped up by a headboard.
Yes, that's how he spends his life, okay? People like us, like he's seen in his natural habitat, leaning on something.
Leaning on a headboard in bed. It's just like, with the exception of him having dual fried chicken sandwiches without bread at a restaurant, it's like every shot is him just like leaning up on a headboard talking to someone.
Yeah. It makes me kind of like him, but he's just so thirsty. You know, I love a leaner. You know? Like, whenever they would tell me, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean. I'd be like, I can lean and clean. Watch me. And I would, like, lean while I cleaned. You know, you could tell which counter I cleaned because there's always, like, a handprint on it from where I was leaning.
I always thought the expression was, if you have time to lean, you have time to give a Range Rover to a young ingenue and leave your wife for her.
Yeah, speaking of, he's like, so you think this is gonna, Lala's like, is this gonna trigger Stassi? And he's like, oh yeah, it's gonna trigger you too. You two's got a lot in common, all right? Because you have your moments. Come on. You're getting sick of being a girlfriend. Come on. Hey, give me a shoulder. All right, thanks. I'm gonna
leave. You have an extra pillow over there, thanks. He's like, yeah. And so Lala's like, yeah, like, I'm just like really tired. I was like, I'm the girlfriend of a 47-year-old man. This is weird. I mean, when men get into the 40-something range, you're too old to be a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? I mean, technically Randall was a husband, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was gonna say, at least he's not married anymore. That's gotta be a step in the right direction, right? But probably not. It was probably classier, because at least he was like old enough at his age. He's at the perfect age to be cheating on his wife, but not to just be a boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I actually do understand what she's saying. Basically, like, if you are 47 and if you've never, like, been married or whatever, that could be a big red flag for some people. But he was married. So I think there are other red flags with Randall that, and his, not his relationship status, being a boyfriend. Being one of them.
Yeah.
Am I speaking English? I don't think so. I think I'm just putting words together.
She's like, Leo DiCaprio, you are not a boyfriend, okay? You're like too old. It's like, okay, Leo DiCaprio can actually afford his plane. So leave Leo out of this.
You know what that was? That was her finally airing a grudge, because he clearly turned down a role in Gotti, and she's like, fuck him, I'm going to get him someday.
Yeah.
She got him.
Yeah, you burned him. So then Stassi, Tom, and Ariana are practicing vows for later.
Yeah.
And, of course, Stassi's like, Ariana, you know that you guys could totally get married now.
Ariana's like, fuck you. So then, and then...
Ariana's like, die in your sleep. Thanks.
Please fall down the escalator and impale your head on the Caesar's Fountain. Thank you.
Yeah, just made you this huge martini made of shards of glass, bitch. Drink it deep.
I hope you go to the sports book and the TV falls on your head. So, but then also Tom and Stassi are working on, like you said, what they're going to say at the ceremony. And they're like, what if we say... Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today once again. And they just, like, crack each other up over it. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, Brittany and Jax are in their room, and she tells us, Mary and Jax was so important to me because it made us a family. And without this piece of paper, you can just, like, break up and move out.
Waiting for 2 years from now. Because she's like, hey, Jax, you want to get married again? Can we have the biggest wedding in like 3 years? And Jax is like, no. One of the rare times where I'm on Jax's side.
I don't care.
I care. I don't want to see another Britney wedding.
Aren't you glad I showed up to work today? I don't mean I don't care about your opinion. I just mean it's a Jax and Brit scene. And I can't. And of course, Jax shows up in a white tux.
Yeah.
That's
supposed
to be for the groom.
So Tom and Katie are unpacking, and there's a mystery bra in the suitcase, and Tom's like, Baba, look, it's your bra. And she's like, no, that's not my bra. He's like, no, it's your bra. I have no idea how this got my suit. It's your bra. She's like, no, it's not my bra.
Yeah, this is more expensive than our house, so... I don't think this is ours.
Look, there's like a rabbit in here also. Are you sure this isn't your bra?
Your bra just turned into a bunny rabbit. It's crazy. She's like, it's not my bra, Tom. And she stays so calm. Like, she's just used to it now.
I know.
She's like, all right, well, at least there's not a girl in there, I guess. I guess it's a good day.
I was getting so mad. I'm like, I'm ultimately mad that this turns out to be a prank by Lisa, because I was like, finally, a great vehicle to drive my Tom Schwartz rage. But no, I really wasn't allowed to.
So Bo calls Stassi's dad, and he's doing that like, God, I am so nervous. Yeah. I am so nervous. I am so nervous. Listen, it's like asking for permission from somebody who's like had a lazy boy chair out in their lawn every weekend for 6 weeks, you know, like, can I have that chair? Yes. They left it out on the lawn. Just, like, he's basically put on a, this is fucking free. Please take it sign on Stassi's head. Okay.
Yeah. He is pacing around like, he's pacing around like one of Bette Midler's employees in Big Business. Okay. He's just like afraid that Sadie's going to walk in and fire him. He's so nervous.
Yeah, and the dad's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, do whatever the fuck you want. What the fuck do I care? Why are you even calling me? Who is this? Did my wife put you up to this? Who is this again? I'm not giving you fucking money, all right?
I know. And Bo's like, you know, I promise I'll make a good son-in-law when the time happens. And he's like, well, the problem is I can't promise she'll make a good wife. I mean, have you ever really seen The Amazing Race Family Edition? People talk about season one, Stassi. They don't know about Amazing Race Family Edition, Stassi. We had to, we rode a family bicycle and she complained the entire way. We got lost in New Orleans. We got eliminated in New Orleans. We're from New Orleans. That's the Stassi I know. You want to marry that Stassi?
Yeah, he's like, good luck with my bitch daughter. It's like end of line.
I actually really do want to go back and watch Amazing Race Family Edition because I did watch it. That was during my glory days as a segment producer on Reality Remix on the Fox Reality Channel, which no longer exists. So I actually had to watch it very, very carefully, which is why I remember it so vividly. And I would love to go back and rewatch it and see like adolescent 14-year-old Stassi with black hair and, you know, Les Mis in her head, whining and crying throughout that entire show until they were eliminated because it was hilarious.
Oh, memories.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick Elaine. Nick Elaine and Elaine Elaine.
We agree, right, that Nick Elaine and Elaine are clearly swingers, right? They just give such swinger energy. They're basically like the Lisa Vanderpump version of like Jeff Lowe and his wife Lauren on Tiger King.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that she looks like Lauren a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just in my head, but no, she's got that Lauren vibe.
Yeah. And her name is also Elena Elaine, so...
I mean, yeah, no one swings like a girl named Elena Elaine.
Literally all of his fixtures include swinging elements, okay? There are pendulums everywhere.
The new chandelier will be a giant bowl with keys in it. It swings back and forth above presidents, dignitaries.
So Lisa and Nick are going to have a meeting with Sean, the GM of Caesars, to talk about making the suite look a little more Vanderpumpian and Nickelanian. I'm like, did you just invent two genres in like one sentence?
Vanderpumpian.
So, yeah, this guy, Sean, comes in and they just talk. It's basically like advertisement. They're like, you know, like, oh, we're going to have this and this. It'll be great, whatever. And Lisa's like, well, this suite, I mean, it's going to be for dignitaries and royalty and movie stars and not Kyle Richards. Wow.
She's like, oh, this man is the hottest, most gorgeous man I've ever seen in my life. Magic. The doors don't come unlocked until I undo the spell.
By the way, how long before Kyle Richards gets her own suite at the Golden Nugget Casino?
Downtown. Oh, God. With, like, terrible shelves. You know it'll just be terrible shelves from Target in there. And Faye will be like, I did that.
She's going to get the presidential suite at Circus Circus.
Yeah, with your dollar store walk-in closet.
Giant pictures of Storm, her dog.
Yeah. So back at Sir, everybody's working. And Sheena's there, not there. So, I mean, presumably they're not selling Chilean sea bass tonight. No. So everybody has a break from that line.
Yeah. So Charlie and Raquel get a big scene together at the famous fridge. And Raquel is talking about how James is doing so well on his path to sobriety. And she's like really turned on by it. And she's like, let's just, I don't want to say the sex is really good now because it implies the sex was bad before. But it's just, let's just say it's not just sloppy drunk sex. Like, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Is he going to yell, girl, and then call me a whore, you know?
Yeah. And Raquel is like, so how about you and Brett? Sherry's like, well, I thought I had a good guy friend who doesn't want to bang, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I've been really loving Charlie because she seems to have a really good read on situations, but the fact that she ever thought that Brett did not want to bang her is a major oversight.
Yeah. So then they go to Pump Garden, Vanderpump Garden and Caesars, and wow, we get the new Sheena.
Yeah.
For the hopeful spinoff of Vanderpump Rules. Wow. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. This girl is crazy. Yeah. She's just like her.
Yeah, she looks just like her, sounds just like her, acts just like her. She basically like frightens Jax because she goes to serve Jax. He's like, oh, he basically, it was like The Grudge or something. He thought it was Sheena herself. And Stassi's like, she's like Sheena AF. Like, I feel like she's going to jump on the bar and sing Sweet as Silver, you know?
Yeah, Black Mirror episode, she said.
Yeah, Black Mirror.
It's like Black Mirror with no technology at all.
Caveman Black Mirror.
It's like Black Mirror centered on the squirrel computer that waiters use in restaurants.
Sad mirror.
Yeah. So then over at Sheena's, Kristen comes over. And you know Kristen's desperate to film if she drives all the way to Marina Del Rey. That's
from Valley Village. Poor Kristen.
Yeah. Yeah, poor Kristen. Oh my God. So she's like, hey, I brought you two potions.
Oh. It's basically like
that was her starting. That was her stopping her Uggs so she didn't hurt anything in Sheena's apartment. That's Kristen being gentle with her shoulder swinging Uggs.
It was borderline Little Shop of Horrors when they go boop boop ba-doo, you know, like that. How he got the plant.
I was walking. Yeah.
I was walking through Valley Village and I saw a plant. Oop. And then the moon went in front of the sun. Oop. And it was a total eclipse. Oop. And then right before my eyes, a plant I'd never seen. Oop. And a Chinese person said, buy it. So I said, oop.
Total eclipse of the Ugg.
You know, I don't really know what's going on with, you know, Katie and everything. Well, because Sheena starts saying, like, well, you know what? So, like, hey, I want to say something that might devastate you, but will also make me feel really good. So Katie texted me and asked me how my surgery was and said, I love you. I wish you were here in Vegas. And I like couldn't believe it. And then she said, sorry, I thought I was texting the postman, but I also wish you were here too. Oh, wait. I also thought I was texting the person who you rent the golf clubs from at Miniature Golf. I wish he was at my wedding too. But also I wish you were here too, Sheena. So clearly, Kristen, you got one of those messages as well, right, Kristen?
This just shows you how fucked up Katie is, because she would never text Sheena that. She never. Was only texting Sheena that because she knows that Sheena is telling Kristen everything.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It is.
So Kristen's like, oh my God, like, this is how serious it is. I'm muted, like, Stassi, Katie, and both stories.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to feel sad, okay? Like, people fucking suck. I mean, it's fucking devastating. These are literally my ride or die two best friends. I'm like, stop saying they're your two best friends. They don't like you. They've excluded you from things. You have to,
they're
like,
literally
have some
not riding or dying. Okay. Yeah. They're not riding or dying. Okay. They're riding and left you out to die. Okay. So now you need to go make friends with the new people and become a part of that cast and get them kicked off.
Seriously.
Okay? Do I have to teach you people everything? Go fuck Brett immediately.
Please.
Fuck Brett right when Dana leaves the room to go to the bathroom. Jump on him and fuck him so we can have a storyline this season. You're wasting your time.
Yeah. I've given you sunshine. I've given you rosé. I've given you pumptinis. What more can I say? I'm asking you sweetly, Stassi and Katie, oh please, be my ride or dies.
Stop with the Haiti.
Little Shop of Kristen.
I love that song.
Oh my God. I love
all
the
way,
songs.
By the way, I sing that song to Bueller. That's one of my Bueller concert songs that I sing to him. Which is really gross because that's when he discovers the plant is a killer and a murderer and only wants human flesh. Okay. Anyway, back to the garden.
All the songs all the time. All right. So anyway, suddenly Kristen. No, Kristen, it's not your scene anymore. I'll be a t-shirt designer.
I'm trying to think how that song goes. That White Picket Fences song where she's like,
somewhere that's in Valley Village.
Somewhere that's Ugg.
I
have my house in Valley Village.
Yeah, that's it.
I have a couch with Carter on it. He plays.
He does nothing all day long but play Grand Theft Auto.
A box full of sex toys in the kitchen pantry.
A living room that's tiny with a t-shirt press. Cafe Bustelo in my fridge. And a toaster with a bagel.
I don't know.
I'll be working hard while Carter does nothing.
Uber, I can fall out of.
A table to destroy.
And all the time, I can say, suck a dick, Diana.
Okay, so back at the Vanderpump Garden, Vanderpump shows up dressed basically like a, you know, like she's normally dressed, like a saloon whore in a in,
80s,
you know.
Prom. Probably cost $40,000. It was like this emerald, it was like this shiny emerald thing from Dynasty with big shoulder poofs. And I kind of loved it on her because she was not wearing a pussy bow. She was not wearing a magician's outfit. She's not wearing a weird necktie. She was just kind of being 80s glamorous, which is her best look.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like kind of her style, but it was in Vegas, you know, so everything was shiny and none of the fabric moved or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I want to look good and intelligent for Vanderpumpian time, so please get me a dress the same color as Barnes & Noble gift wrapping. Thank you.
So, Schwartz is telling Jax, like, oh, God, guys, I forgot. I found a bra inside my suitcase that's not Katie's. Whoa. And then he says, well, I haven't always been innocent. I mean, I've always been innocent. I mean, mostly. But definitely as of lately. And, you know, I'm good. I'm like, what sort of thing is that to say? Like I haven't always been innocent, but mostly I am. And, like, definitely lately I've been innocent. Like, that would never... Why would that ever... This is why Katie's miserable. Because he's, like... clearly cheating way more than we ever see on the show.
Yeah, and I kind of figured that bra wasn't his because he's much better at, like, fucking outside the house. Like, a bra wouldn't fit in, you know. He's like, well, I got lost walking the boo-boo. I got lost walking dog, you know.
Yeah.
That's when he fucks. He's not fucking, like, Katie never leaves the house. Like, when would he be able to fuck somebody in that house? Katie is always there.
Yeah, exactly. So
then Vanderpump is talking to Katie, and she's like, if I tell you something, promise you won't tell Schwartz. Please, promise. And there's a long pause while Katie tries to act like she doesn't keep secrets from her husband.
Yeah.
And Vanderpump's like, there's an upside. We can be mean to him together. And she's like, oh, okay. Why don't you just open with that?
Well, here's what happened. Your luggage got sent to my room by accident, and I was like, what are these dusty boxes doing here? Get them out. Wait, I smell sadness. Must be Tom and Katie, so I put in a bra to hopefully make you be prosperous in the future. But at the very least, it can still be a good prank.
Unfortunately, I've already washed my hair with ranch dressing, so I'm going to need you to pay for the hairdresser.
I love that she's trying to advertise Caesar's Palace, but in all of her wacky storyline make-upping, she's let us everybody know that Caesar's Palace is fucking terrible and is just going to give your luggage away.
Yeah, how about that? They messed up the luggage for their two televised VIPs.
Yeah.
It's like Vanderpump Rules in Vegas, where they don't even treat their VIPs with respect. Enjoy!
I mean, she basically is doing the story of Big Business at this point. Like,
she's all the twins.
Yeah. Yeah, she's all the twins all in one. She just looks herself in the mirror and goes, Euro trash.
So, let's see. So Sheena's talking, the new Sheena. Oh, no, the old Sheena?
Kara.
Where are we? Where are we in LA?
So, yeah, we're still in Vanderpump Gardens.
Oh, because I'm just calling her Sheena, so and, I confused myself.
No, it's fine. So her name is Kara, and so Max and Lisa Vanderpump are sitting at a table, and so Kara comes up, and she's so thirsty. She's like, well, hello, how are you? Service with a smile, just like you teach us.
wink, wink.
She's like winking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I see a devil dancing in those eyes, but he must be got a few hard. I'm Lisa Vanderpump. And they're like, what the hell? She even has her stupid Muppet laugh. And at this point, I'm like, okay, this girl is a thirsty copycat. And yes, she's probably nothing like Sheena. This is so embarrassing and so amazing. Please make this spinoff. Please. We need it.
I just love the alarm that Sheena probably had watching this episode. She probably, like, gathered her friends, had, like, a big tub of popcorn, and was like, hey, guys, this is my big egg retrieval episode. It's, like, really dramatic. You're going to love what you see. And instead, she just sees her replacement. She's just eating her popcorn very slowly, like, oh, my God, it's me, but it's not me.
I wonder how long it takes to get her eggs out. That laugh creeped me out. Vanderpump's like, oh my god, she even laughs like us. So Brett. And she's like, I hear that you kissed with cake on your face.
Yes, tell me all the gossip about Brandon. It's Brett. Yes, whatever his name is.
And so he's like, I don't care. It's like, oh, but they're stepping on your toes, are they not? He's like, I don't care. It's like, do you think you're here because you're pretty? You're not pretty. You're here to start shit. Get upset.
Yeah, seriously. And so Max is like, listen, anyone who works for Lisa Vanderpump is untouchable, because I guess she says something like,
oh, do me a favor while you're screwing around. Does it have to be with my staff, even though they're all in the same TV show and it's part of the contract that you guys have to fuck around? Does it have to be my staff?
Yeah, so then he decides, oh, okay, so I'm in trouble if I don't cause some drama. So then in his diary room session, he's like, yeah, I'm really mad because, like, there's some lines you shouldn't be crossing, brah.
Yeah. Coke lines. Don't do that, brah. So, yeah, so he's like, yeah, anyone who works for Lisa Vanderpump is untouchable. Then Kara comes by and he, like, looks at her and she's like, oh, you're such a bad dog, Max. Ooh.
Nice work. So then Sandoval's like, whoa, bro, we're going ziplining, Vanderpump. You gotta come with us. Oh, yeah, bro.
And she's like, I've had two jiggy tonics, I'll barf. Which is an actual quote.
Two jiggy tonics. Wow.
That's
the big purple drinks.
Yeah, that's where they take what's left of his soul.
They only work if you've got a hand up them.
They are drinks that come in little sweaters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wearing jiggy purple, that royal purple that Ken and Jiggy are always wearing together.
Yeah.
So Katie and Tom are talking.
It's next day.
And she's, yeah, the next day, because cut to Lisa ziplining.
Yeah.
Which is funny. So then Katie and Tom wake up the next day, and she's like, I don't know if we should do this today, Bubba, because there's a bra in your bag that's not mine. He's like, Bubba, don't do that, Bubba. Don't do that. That's why I don't want to fuck you, stupid idiot.
Oh, I'm so unattracted to you right now. You're so stupid and dumb. She's like, So then she's like, I'm just fucking with you. Which, by the way, Katie is the worst, like prankster. She let it go on. Once she knew about it, she only, like, made him uncomfortable for 1 second.
Yeah, and he's like, well, do you know whose it is? And she goes, whose do you wish it was? And he's like, Lisa's. She's like, yeah, she is hers.
He goes,
I love that all the guys on this show want to bang Vanderpump.
I know, and he goes, well, it did smell good. She goes, you smelled it?
She's like, I mean, if that's his hall pass, then go for it, have fun. And he's like, wow, yeah, the best part is I get to keep her bra, because I want to keep it. I mean, not in a weird way, Bubba. She goes, there is no other way. That's weird.
It's weird. So then over at Dana's place, Danica comes by. And so this is where Danica's wearing, like, some sort of, like, black spandex pants or tights or pleather or whatever. And then she's wearing a sweatshirt. Well, she's wearing, like, a black, like, tank top. But then over it is, like, a sweatshirt. But the sweatshirt is, like, cut off around, like, the boob area in, like, the swoopy way. And then there's, like, four chains just dangling from the sweat from the front of the sweatshirt and then tied to the back of it. It was some, like, weird...
It's a harness. It's like a weird dog harness so that she doesn't pull when you're walking her.
It was like she had just gone ziplining, too, and decided to never get out of the zipline. She's just like, I'm going to make this fashion.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if this was, like, advertising, because they never mentioned the site, but they're both like, oh, my God, I love this site. Oh, my God, the site's so amazing. Oh, my God, I bet everything on that site. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I was like, are we going to be resurrecting the divine addiction? What's happening here? So basically, yeah, because then Dana unpacks this like mini skirt that's like red, but has this sheen of plastic all around it. It's just like tacky ass crap. And they're like so excited about it.
Yeah, she's like, it's hard to be baller in LA when you're rocking a budge, so I went the easiest route. Slutty clothes on the internet. Super cheap. Done.
Yeah, she's like, I go the fast fashion route. She says it as if, like, no one ever goes to H&M or Forever 21, although I guess Forever 21 is closing. But, like, she's acting as if, like, she just discovered fast fashion. She's like, guys, I just figured out sweatshops. I'm like, well,
yeah.
It's been around.
Well, if anybody is interested in really following a good social media account for cheap fashions that's hilarious, follow Ross Dress for Less. It's like my best follow ever.
Really? Oh, I will follow
it. I love it. I love it. Because it's all customers who are like, I got this at Ross. And you see what like the real customers are putting together. Oh, no. And a lot of times it's really good. You know, I love a Ross, which is why I follow them. But it's also really hilarious. Some of the things they post, I'm like, wow, all right.
You know that, like,
keep rocking it, Ross.
You know that Paige from Summer House was watching this entire scene and just like, okay, I'm just going to, if anyone needs me, I'm just going to throw myself out this window. Thanks, bye.
So Dana is telling Danica that, Brett is currently making her vagina tingle, and Danica's like, I don't like Mags. That's a secret. But I also don't like Brett for you. You could do better. You could do better. And she's like, Dana, it's a Leo. Brett, it's a Pisces. Like, those things just don't mix. And it's so true. I've dated two Pisces before. It's not a thing. And she gets out her chapstick and starts, like, beating the shit out of herself with this chapstick.
Well, the chapstick is a Sag, so... She's like, yeah, she's like, yeah, that's why they have restraining orders against me. So, you know, it's like that time when I had those two tables and I messed it up. It's because one was a Leo and one was a Pisces. Like, you can't wait on two tables that are different signs. I'm sorry. You just can't.
Yeah. It's like, it's not my fault. They're just sensitive. Bump, 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 bump. Chapstick, chapstick, chapstick. I hope next season we get more Danica's anger issues.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all of her anger issues have just been swept under the rug this year. Like, they mentioned them, but I need to see Danica punch a customer.
I know. I feel like Danica's going to get fired by the end of the season, which is a bummer because she's one of the most interesting new people, and she's not even a full-time cast member. Also,
I've been watching a lot of Netflix like crime documentaries, as I've mentioned, but that girl, like, just from the eyes alone, sociopath. Total fucking sociopath.
Right.
An expert because I watch Netflix, okay? And I love it.
We want that. We want that. That's like season one Stassi, right? So, also, yeah. I just have to say, just to go back, you mentioned it, but I just want to reiterate that this is an actual line that came out of Dana's mouth. We kissed in the cake fight, and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but it's making my vagina tingle. I mean, those are the sort of nuggets we tune in for on Vanderpump Rules, that's for sure.
Yeah. So then in Vegas, Sandoval, the boys are basically getting ready for the wedding in the boys' room.
And you know
what? The girls are in the girls' room.
As annoying as it was to watch Tom and Katie get married again, this was a great example of how a Bravo wedding should be. Basically, like, about two scenes, most of it in a montage, and then it's over. You know, kind of like the Camille Grammer style. Or What's-Her-Face, Denise. Denise Richards also had a nice quick wedding.
Yeah. Except that was more fun because she made everybody wait outside in 100-degree weather for, like, 5 hours.
That was great. Yeah, that. That was good.
And so we get to the wedding, and everybody's dressed wackily.
Yeah.
And then basically they just do their vows and stuff, right? I don't have a ton of notes.
I didn't write notes.
Because at this point there was like saliva. I can't even believe we're over an hour right now in this recap.
Seriously.
But I had saliva coming down my face, and all I was thinking about was if my tortilla dough was ready to roll. So.
Yeah. And then there's like afterwards. Jax is saying, he's like, this is like the perfect wedding for Katie and Tom. I don't think anything could be more on brand for them, but I do think our wedding was a little better. I'm like, actually, I think that Katie and Tom's wedding was better. It looked more fun. It was probably cheaper for everyone involved. It wasn't swelteringly hot. There weren't lots of annoying things. You weren't in a stupid castle that thought it was fancy. You were in an actual fake palace that was fancy in certain areas.
And also, nobody got stuck marrying you. So I think they automatically win. Plus, we all got tea towels. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, I think... Who do you think had the best Vanderpump Rules wedding so far? We only have really three to choose from if we don't include this one. We have Sheena, Katie and Tom and Jax and Brittany. I think that was Sheena's the best one.
No.
It's like out in the desert.
No, probably pretty. Katie's. Probably Katie's Wednesday wedding was the best.
Yeah, she did have those giant, like, wooden chargers.
Yeah. And, like, she was the only one with a groom that still smelled like river.
Yeah, that's true, too. By the way,
so let's go.
We should also mention, by the way, that Tom Schwartz looked like, at this wedding, he looked like he had just come off of or come down from like a 5-day meth bender. He looked like something is wrong with him. Like, and I'm not saying it like he looks ugly, he looks stupid. He looked like he looked ashen. His hair was messy. He looked terrible.
Yeah, he looked like Meth Head Vegas.
Yeah, it was not.
I mean, Meth Head
did not look healthy. He did not look healthy.
Well, because he's dressed like Elvis, and Elvis was, like, fat at that time. Because he's dressing like fat Elvis, but he's skinny.
No, he was like a cowboy, I thought.
Oh, I thought he was being Elvis.
Sandoval was like Elvis preacher. Sandoval had the pompadour.
Yeah, he was like an Elvis preacher.
But I'm talking about Schwartz looked terrible, not Sandoval.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay, you're going with Sandoval looks terrible, so how could... I just thought maybe he was fat Elvis, so he was too thin. Schwartz always looks like he's meth head, whatever.
I was wondering. That's so fun.
I was just like, okay, I'll support this.
Like, well, Ben did say he'll take a pitchfork on anyone. No, Schwartz. Maybe I said Sandoval by accident, but Schwartz looked, like, unhealthy.
He always does. His skin is just gray now. So Jax is like, all right, let's party. God. So they toss the bouquet and Katie basically aims herself right at Stassi to make sure Stassi gets it. And Bo's just staring at the camera like, Jesus Christ, people.
I know. He's like, it's going to happen. Everyone just relax. So then we go to Pig and Whistle for a double date. And it's Raquel and James and Dana and Brett. And Raquel, she orders, she goes, can I get a cheeseburger with the cheese?
Fucking Raquel.
Poor sweet Raquel.
And then Dana just laughs. She's like, aw. She does that like, aw, poor dumb person. So James is like, you know, Lola actually has a lot of patience with me. You know, when we're one-on-one, it's a really good place. Like, what? What are we talking about now? So Lala agreed to film with you, I take it. And so you're going to be nice to Lala now? Because that nothing that you just said is true.
Correct. And James is like, I haven't gotten into any fights or altercations or tiffs since I've been sober. It's been wonderful. And actually, he looks great. I mean, he looks excellent in this scene. So it is, sorry, moving my microphone. Sorry, that was just the sound of Tom Schwartz getting out of bed.
So then they start talking about the wacky cake. Oh my God, remember when I put cake on your face? It's your birthday? Wow. And James is like, that is wacky. Did that happen on your birthday with cake? And there's like something that flashes across James's face. Like, A, is this sobriety? And B, is this me being on the outs with everybody? Because I've got to fix this. Like, I'm not shooting with these idiots talking about a cake scene. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what show am I on right now?
And then Dana basically then tells the whole table what Danica said about Brett. She's like, yeah, well, I was hanging out with Danica. And she said, don't hang out with Brett. Don't hang out with Brett. She's basically called you thirsty today. I'm like, everything Danica says is true at all times, by the way. And second of all, you do this to her every single episode. Danica's dumb. Danica's got to stop telling Dana things because Danica tells Dana something. And then Dana goes and tells whoever is the target of whatever Danica said every single episode.
Yeah, be on the girl's side. Like, why do you always have to be on the guy's side? Brett is a douchebag and a thirsty climber. But I think Dana's, like, more on thirsty climber side because she made out with Peter to get on this show. That's true. Nothing thirstier than that. And I actually like Dana, but...
I like Dana, too. But also, by the way, Brett is thirsty. I mean, his YouTube channel is him working out without a shirt on. That's literally the definition of thirst.
Yeah. And so Brett's like, God, Danica's planting all these poisonous seeds in my garden. Like, I don't want poisonous seeds. I want, like, non-GMO seeds.
No, I was just going to say one thing that made me really happy in this scene was that, midway through, the product kind of, like, left Brett's hair and it started to get, like, all messy and puffy and, like, not right. And that just, like, made me so happy.
You're like, you had bad hair and I loved it.
Yeah.
So Brett's, they talk about how Brett wants to bang Lisa Vanderpump. And he's like, I mean, it's like a mommy thing with me, like mother's milk, you know, like I need it. And he's like, there's no one as beautiful as Lisa. And I see a lot of beautiful women at Sir. If she wasn't married, I'd definitely slide into her DMs. And Dana goes, yeah, she definitely has a fat pussy.
And I was like, whoa. She's like, no, it just means you look good. Like, you know, fat pussy, right? Fat pussy? By the way, let's not pretend like Brett is not DMing Lisa already, okay? He doesn't care about marriage. He doesn't care about marriage.
Yeah. So then, after wedding dinner at Vanderpump Guardians,
yeah,
Jax gives a speech, and it's terrible.
He goes, I'm happy you guys are getting married a second time, and I speak for Britain saying, welcome to the world of marriage. I'm like, okay, you guys, you've been married for all of like a week and a half. Now all of a sudden you're like ambassadors to the institution of marriage. Of course they do that.
I can't wait till Sheena gets to give the welcome to the world of divorce.
Yeah, sucks. Exactly.
So then Sheena comes over, the new Sheena. She's like, I'm running for Shaft.
And Stassi is wearing some sort of bejeweled bucket hat. Like, experimental bucket hats are having a big week on Bravo. I mean, between Leah's mesh bucket hat on New York and Stassi's, we're seeing some sort of like bucket hat movement. And so far, I gotta say, pandemic came at the perfect time to just like nip this right in the bud.
Yeah. And Schwartz is like, I love when you go anti-brand like that and you wear things not on brand for you, brand. She's like, shut up, stop talking to me. So then Bo goes up to Vanderpump and he's like, I want to say this secretly because I don't want everyone to know. Like, okay, well, why would you do this in front of everybody? You know, yes. So he goes over to her and he's like, I need your permission to propose to Stassi. She's like, it's like grabbing her heart and leaning over.
Yeah, like so clearly obvious he's telling her, right? and then he's like, yeah, I'm going to propose at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. She's like, what? You're going to propose at a cemetery? Is that Vanderpumpian enough? Shall we install a pendulum?
Oh, yeah. So basically, she's like, let me do something else. I think I should have a party for you and host it in the Vanderpumpian suite of Pumpalumpa Tumpalumpa. We get a Vanderpump rosé. Katie can do some pretty bucker and pooch. Like, all right, merchandiser.
And then he goes and sits back down with Stassi, yeah. And she just stares at him like, you have not complimented my bucket hat yet, and I'm waiting.
Yeah, I look like a little girl in a dance recital about Paddington Bear, and you've said nothing.
I look like Elaine Stritch got married to a disco ball, and you've said nothing.
You've got stuff on your face, stupid. So in the morning, Stassi is like, oh my god, this is going to be so fucking wacky, because I'm going to call the front desk, but I'm going to have an English accent.
Yeah, she turns full Julie Andrews, as if she's never called a front desk before. And she's like, hello, I would like some breakfast, please. And that person at the front desk is like, oh my god, I got Stassi Schroeder on here trying to do a British accent. Here, I'm going to fuck with her. Be right with you, Mrs. Clark.
Yeah. So that's wacky. Then Vanderpump is packing, and she's like, oh, Puffy, come here and sit on my suitcase so I can close it.
Oh, yes, dog humor. So she's like, I have to call Max about invoices and billing and such an invoice and billing and forms and papers and business. So she calls up Max and she's like, oh, I have some business in my minute folder. What's going on with you? And he's like, oh, yeah, well, the room's kind of a mess because Jax and Schwartz and Sandoval just like ruined the room. It's just so messy. So then, of course, Lisa's like, oh, I want to see. So she FaceTimes.
Yeah, and of course, new Sheena is under the blankets. You know, you see her, like, bad weave all over the pillows. She's like, turn that! What is that? What is that, you dirty little dog? Okay, so then we see the real new Sheena.
Real new Sheena.
Nothing like the regular one she pretends to be at work. Okay?
She looked like a young Sally Field. in the best way.
A young, she speaks like she's just had 97 cigarettes and 3 bottles of tequila. Max is like, I don't want to show her she's tired. And she pops up from the blankets and she's like, I'm not tired from him. I can promise you that, honey.
Oh, Max, there seems to be a person crawling out of a well in the corner of your bedroom there. What's happening?
She's like, get out of his bed and clean up that room, young lady. She's like, all right, toots, I'll get on it when I get, all right, eh?
But didn't she really look like Sally Field from her, like, what was it, Gidget days? I really was getting that vibe. And I'm not saying it to be mean to Kara or Sally Field. I'm saying it just as like a, it looked to me like, anyway, so Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't know. I don't think I could have really seen her because all I could do was hear her. Like that overtook my senses.
She was just happy. This was just her moment. Okay. She's going to go home now and like go back to her ketchup and mustard highlights and be like, I did it.
So Vanderpump's like, that dirty little motherfucker. He's been here 24 hours. He's already begging my staff. Nailed it. All right, he's a keeper. Extend his contract.
Yeah, it's so hard to find good bar managers these days.
So then over in Katie and Tom's room, Katie's like, where's the marriage certificate? And Tom's like, I don't know, Baba. I'm like, oh, God. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, it's a prank payback because the bra thing. But they really... The prank doesn't seem to come, at least not this episode, because he's like, I don't know where it is. And then we see a flashback of Tom holding, walking out of the ceremony with the paperwork. And then it goes 97 seconds later, and he's like walking with nothing in his hands.
Yeah. And so that ends it. You're still married to a loser. She's like, yeah, I'm married to an imbecile, basically. So that's what this was about.
Pretty much. I'm sure next week we'll find out that Tom Sandoval's like, dude, I see you got that wedding, that marriage license in your hand, and you're massively irresponsible, which is sad because you're my business partner, so I'm just going to take this and I will mail it for you because I'm always the best man.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules. We will see you guys Friday night. Well, we'll be back the rest of the week. But
Summer House Ratchet!
Also, we'll see you Friday night for the Beverly Hills
Live! Crappin's Live in Quarantine!
Also to announce our iRobot contest on Instagram Live at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Then we'll have the regular show over on the Crappin's On Demand level at Patreon, which starts at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Okay, everyone?
We'll see you there.
See you next time.
Bye.